Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is that Michelle?
Yes, Michelle.
It's John Watson here. You sent me
John
an email.
Watson, nice to... Thank you for getting my emails.
That's okay for sending them.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. That's...
It sounds right. Like you've got an interesting situation there, Store.
Oh, beyond interesting.
You've seen my website?
Yes, I see your website. Thank you very much for putting that up there.
That's okay. How can I... Michelle?
Well, I'm actually looking at her house right now.
Yeah.
Her son lives just right up the hill from me, and she lives next door, literally.
Yes, and her son, Shay, incidentally, I'm sharing information with his ex-partner. Her name is Kendall. She lives in Colorado.
Colorado.
She is the mother of, I think, the 8-year-old. That's it. And believe it or not, she's paying $400 a month in child support to him because he's disabled.
He is not disabled. And
no.
That's what I've got a video camera ready for the next time he gets out on his wave runner and comes cruising down our bay.
Yeah.
And he is out mowing his lawn the other week.
Uh-huh.
With his shirt off, and then when threatening to file a lawsuit against me, he did not look disabled at all.
No. It's all fraud or alleged fraud, I ought to say, you know.
Here's the deal. Yeah. We moved here, and it's called Peaceful Waters, believe it or not. It's not peaceful. So
no.
We've moved here. But there's a water association for 5 lots.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting our water association. We realized that 2 houses were illegally hooked up to our water by the developer. We said, how did this happen? And we went down to the county clerk and saw that, yep, they're illegally hooked up. They have no water rights. And it happened to be the house that Dick was living in at the time. And so we called and talked to Pat Cole when Pat Cole was still working for her and said, hey, you know what? You're on our well. It shouldn't be. You don't have any legal rights, you know. And we've been paying your water bill for the last, you know, six. And she's like, oh, I wasn't aware of that. That's the attorney, you know, da-da-da. And I said, well, you know, we sent them a letter in November saying, you know, you have 6 months to find an alternate source of water in the Water Association. And for this other house down the way, it's like a duplex house that Deborah moved into. But we didn't know she was going to be there. And so we sent a letter to the owner of that, Mitch, and then up on the hill. Well, believe it or not, you know, 6 months went by, and she moved in to this other house down here that also had the water problem.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st was the time to turn off the water. We turned off the water to the house up on the hill because the other people, the owners of the other house, negotiated. They said, oh, yeah, Deborah, she's buying our house. Give us 60 days to have the water. And we said, okay, we'll work with you there. But the other house, we're turning it off to foreclosure. And nobody owns it except Wells Fargo Bank. We're going to turn the water off. So we turned the water off. And, oh, my goodness, talk about, you know, rats leaving a sinking ship. It was like, you know, you know, for 6 months they didn't do anything. And then that day, he was out there walking up on his deck, pacing back and forth, shirt off, angry, you know, pointing at me. And I have 4 young boys, you know. And, oh, my goodness, and then he's walking, and he had a call. The Waters Association gets a call from Jerry Reynolds, who's like EPA or something.
Yeah.
The accountant. So Jerry.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff Reynolds. Jeff Reynolds. He's one of those. So Jeff gives a call to the Waters Association president. My husband's the treasurer, because we didn't want it to look too conspicuous.
No.
And then the person, one of the other lots, you know, and, you know, we're going to file a lawsuit. You can't do this. He has kids disabled, and you cannot turn off water in the state of Montana, blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. And we're like, you know, yes, we can. And he's like,
we have.
You're right, you can. But, you know, we'll still file against you guys and da-da-da-da.
They're bullies, and they're dangerous, Michelle.
What?
They're bullies, the family.
They are very, you know, and
the mother is dangerous.
I know. Believe me. I live next to her, and you know, I've been telling everybody. I'm no, she's evil. And you know, so we've had several confrontations with her. She sent a letter, you know, claiming that we're naming her, and by telling people about her.
Telling the truth is the truth is an absolute defense against defamation. Yeah.
Because she wants to buy the house next to my brother-in-law, my husband's brother, owns the house, the Osprey house, that she wants to buy. And she's psycho about it, keeps saying she's going to buy it. And
she's psycho? But yeah. You really want her out of your neighborhood. I think she's going to move shortly.
No, we have our house for sale. I mean, that's how bad it is. No,
I think she's to move shortly, Michelle. You know, I have some unusual sources of information.
Okay.
I think she's going to leave soon. If you can start a bit longer, there's the Whitefish pilot, and there's a lady there called Constance Lee. And I've been feeding her information. She's one of the reporters, editors there. And she's going to do a two-page spread on her very shortly.
Excellent.
Nutman has run a cult for years and years and years. And basically, I've seen her physically abuse people. I used to work for her for 6 months from, like, January 1, 2002 to August. But I was working for her as a, a professional. I wasn't an employee, like a contractor, and I was helping her sort out her finances and blah, blah, blah. And I saw what she did to some of the students, like grab women by the hair and slap them around the face. And and she broke her contractual arrangement with me, and I left and then started to sue her. And she's basically managed to stay out of court for the last 4 years, but hearing with me is coming up in July.
Excellent.
A lot of things are going to happen. There is the two-page spread. I am working with the IRS special investigator, a criminal investigator, investigating her finances. There is the Pat Cole case, and I don't know whether it's just to get West out of her house or also for physical assault as well. I'm not sure.
Well, Pat doesn't, I mean, it went into foreclosure. She actually had Pat sign the house over.
Yeah, that's amazing,
and then
isn't
it? Went to foreclosure.
Yeah.
And so now, it's at Wells Fargo owns it, and their lawyers have been contacted. And we're like, when can we shut the water off?
Yeah.
We just want you to say
yeah.
We can shut the water off. But this other house is in right now. She moved in. They let her move in before closing.
Yes. Oh, no.
And, big mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. So they let her move in because they said, she said she was going to put down $100,000 refundable earnest money.
Yeah.
Well, she gave them $50,000 and said, I'll do the other $50,000 if you let me move on Saturday. And they said, sure. How can we lose? You know, $100, non-refundable interest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wrote them a bad check on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had already moved in on the week of time the check, you know, showed up
so
on Monday.
So when was this, Michelle?
This was just last month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about it? Oh, the sheriff is actually posting eviction now. My husband just came home.
Oh, fantastic.
The sheriff is there posting eviction at her house as we speak. Is he right there? Oh, as we speak.
Yeah.
There he is.
Well, if you love your house, Mish, hang on for a bit longer. She'll be gone.
Yeah. So he's actually, there's the sheriff at the house. I'm going to post an eviction notice. So I guess he got wise finally.
I have a ton of information. If you need any help with mounting a legal case, I've put you in touch with Kendall, Chris's ex-partner, the one paying the maintenance. So, but from what I'm told by her, and she's posted a load of documents to me, she alleges that he has multiple UIs, multiple drug busts.
Oh, I can imagine. Pat Cole was writing fake script.
Yeah. He also has an EI record, and she alleges it's to do with forgery.
Yes.
So you have a lot of information there if they give you any trouble. And, you know, just go back and say, well, you'd be stupid to take me to court because I have access to this mound of information, and you're just, they're bullies. They try to frighten you, and psych you out, and if all else fails, they'll, and this is going to sound weird, they'll start giving you bad headaches.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm a Christian, so
yeah.
We felt the
black magic.
Attacks.
Yeah, psychic attacks, that's
it. Oh, yeah, I've totally felt attacks,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, waking up in the middle, like, 3 a.m.
You got it. And I have a catalogue up of attacks, you know, of the attacks I've had, and that woman is evil.
Well, her lights are on, like, all night long, so.
Oh, and she doesn't sleep, and she thinks it's wonderful she doesn't sleep, because she's with God, you know. Yeah.
That's what all the UV is.
Yes. For those who are stupid enough to believe it, but she rakes in millions from spiritual seekers who come, and far too late, they've given up their jobs, sold their houses, they've come, and like the Pat Coles, they get shaken down, and they lose everything.
Which is sad, and, you know, we heard, like, Pat Cole was from a very well-to-do family, cut her off.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if they said, no, you've given all this money to this Grady, and then you're not getting any more.
No, and that's not the first to happen like that.
Right.
That's why she's in Montana, because, you know, God forbid, I love Martha Stewart, and I thought she was very unfairly treated and made an example of, but people like West operating out in Montana just get away with it, because they're not really interested in Willa crime in Montana.
Exactly. Well, it's just, you know, the population is pretty small, you know, they're not used to dealing with
things. Yeah, if you don't pay $40 for your gas, they'll chase you, and they may even shoot at you, but if you steal, I mean, when I worked for her, I did a bit of fundraising for her with her flock, if you like, and raised $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in donations, but it was to pay for the mortgage on the Fred Burr property in Victor that was owned by the charity. And when the Secretary of State for Montana struck off her charity because she wouldn't provide the document and it wasn't kind of, you know, on the QT, she just simply transferred the $1.72 million property into her personal trust fund and then gave 50% of it to her son, Rob Meader, in Colorado. And so the IRS are just documenting all of this.
Well, good. Is there any way I can give your name to a lawyer up here who is the one that represents the house that she's just getting evicted from?
You can, but I don't want to get involved with lawyers because...
you have your own lawsuit going on.
Yeah, I have my own lawsuit on. I don't want to mortar. But more importantly, this lawyer... I'm happy to speak to him, but if he wants to speak to a lawyer representing me, then my lawyer's going to end up charging me money for talking to your lawyer, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
So,
right.
Just about everything I have, Michelle, I put on the website.
Okay.
And you're welcome to, and if you want clarification on any of it, you phone me, because I know there'll be no money going between you and I,
and then
he can use the information or not as he sees fit.
Excellent. Yeah. So this is just a very happy day right now. You happen to call at the exact time the eviction we've been waiting for.
Okay. Now, your email, is it okay if I share some of that information?
Please.
Because there are people out there who are victims like you, and the more information you get out about this crook, the better it is.
Feel free. And you can actually say that the sheriff, you know, the 10 o'clock today posted the eviction notice at the house that she was squatting in.
10 a.m. Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, so she's getting evicted, but she skipped town.
Yeah, she's off somewhere now.
They asked for one yesterday, and they turned her down, because yesterday was the day she had to have the money by.
Sure.
And she kept promising more money each time.
She's got money. She's got money stashed all over the place, but she doesn't like her own. And her father recently died, God bless his soul, and left money to her. So it's not that she doesn't have money, but she doesn't like... No, she'll get students or her flock to cough up. And when I took her to court, she said, through her intermediaries, well, look, I'll get down and dirty and you'll regret it. Every penny you pay, and I've paid $35,000 over the last 5 years, you're out of your own pocket and I won't pay a cent because the people that worship me will pay all my legal fees.
Oh, I've even got the Whitefish pilot calling me right now.
Good, I'll get off the line.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I will call you.
And say hello to Constance for me.
I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.